What Are the Bees Telling Us? The film is an alternative look at the global bee crisis. Before the film will be a short discussion with bee experts on how to help save the bees. That's Thursday, May 8th, 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Tune in Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. for The Melting Pot, featuring DJs, producers, and electronic artists from around the globe. Win tickets and stay up on events each and every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on The Melting Pot, right here at 90.7 FM KBOO.
Pour l'extermination des exploiteurs. Une épitaphe pour quelques copains.
The Union of Time Thieves is a monthly exploration of urban life. In this installment, we will be using one of the Situationist International's most beloved techniques to create a revised look at Portland's cityscape. Join us for one entire hour dedicated to détournement, fugitives, and refugees on the Union of Time Thieves on April 28th from 10 to 11 p.m. only on KBOO Portland.
Do you see it? It's all around us. It's an assault on our rights, our freedoms, our food, our jobs, our children's education, and ultimately an assault on the only life support system we have, Mother Earth.
Earth Day to May Day, a global convergence for climate justice, is taking place around the world and here in Cascadia from April 22nd to May 1st. The 10 days of action will include teach-ins, protests, call-in campaigns, and direct action. KBOO is a sponsor of local events and is committed to bringing you full coverage of the global climate convergence. Find out more at kboo.fm/earthdaymayday. That's kboo.fm/earthdaymayday.
Today is Tuesday, April 22nd, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Headlines for today, Earth Day. We'll be speaking also with Ron Seifert down in Texas, holding the line against the Keystone XL pipeline, which did receive a little bit of a reprieve. But despite the fact that it blew the top of Mary Landrieu's head off momentarily, it will no doubt simply serve to afford the likes of the Koch brothers time to muster their forces. Don't forget that this is not these are not necessarily strictly American forces that are allied on the side of the Keystone XL. These are multinationals. They're extremely powerful entities. Hopefully we'll today get to Slate's 10 planetary facts for Earth Day 2014. They're fascinating. For now, though, before we talk to Ron, we do have a few headlines from around the region, around the nation, and touching down briefly on planet Earth. We're becoming more dangerous by the moment. A New York jury has heard a broadcast interview in which the Egyptian cleric Mustafa Kemal Mustafa, also known as Abu Hamza al-Masri, they played this interview to the jury, in which the cleric defends the September 11th attacks, though the nature of that recording, that's questionable. It says that he left Muslims and non-Muslims around the world happy. That is indeed prejudicial and should not have been done. Mustafa is charged with conspiring to support al-Qaeda by trying to set up a terrorist training camp back in 1999 in Oregon. He's also accused of helping abduct two American tourists and 14 others in Yemen in 1998. That trial is obviously, were it not so sad, and such a dreadful comment on the American jurisprudence system in this day and age, it would be laughable, but it is indeed not laughable. And the huge chasm between the richest 1% and the rest of us is widening. Corporations are destroying the environment, and the U.S. government is deporting record numbers of immigrants. Clearly, the corporate politicians have failed the 99%. And in response, nearly 100,000 voters recently elected Kshama Svant to Seattle City Council as an independent socialist. She did not accept a dime in corporate cash. Now Svant is leading the 15 Now movement to raise Seattle's minimum wage, $15 an hour. She'll be here on the 24th. For more on that, you can be there, get involved, and hear her speak. She's an electrifying speaker. There's a suggested donation at the door. Nick Caleb, candidate for Portland City Council, and Ajuma Umi, Portland community and labor organizer, also there. It's going to be, well, let's see, I'll get you that information in just a moment. We want to rip through a few more headlines before we speak with Ron. Last night was the North Bend Planning Commission's meeting, where they have yet another scheduled hearing. This is the fate of Jordan Cove, and indeed, because of the delicate the geographic position of this proposed terminal and its susceptibility to earthquake damage, this is a terrible idea. And no matter how many times activists say it, nonetheless, we're still looking at a catastrophe of epic proportion, something that the coast of Cascadia will not recover from. It will not recover. More on that in Yemen. Yemeni forces reportedly backed by U.S. drone strikes hit al-Qaeda militants for a second straight day yesterday. Yemeni officials say it's an assault on a major base of a terror group hidden in remote southern mountains. We know what Yemeni people think of drone strikes, and it might not be a nice gesture on Earth Day to perhaps back off a little bit. But let's now talk to Ron, because he's joining us from Texas and from the front lines in the battle to turn back the pipeline, sections of which have already been built. But good morning, Ron. Thanks so much for being with us on this supposed Earth Day, the one day of the year when people's attention is sort of blearily focused on the dreadful mess that we've made. Human beings are the only animal that will foul their own nests. Other animals don't do that. Only human beings seem to be capable of making these sorts of catastrophic mistakes. Good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm reticent to say happy Earth Day. I'm not so sure we have that much to celebrate.
Yeah, the Earth indeed isn't probably happy about us. What a species. And here we are set to on the brink of the next great extinction, triggered by who else? Us, of course. So the Keystone XL again, there are actions taking place. What's going? Can you let us know what's going on down your way and how people are responding to the idea of Earth Day, given the fact that we're well past the tipping point as far as stewardship of the Earth is concerned, and what this pipeline is likely to do.
Yeah, certainly. Well, there was big news in the world of Keystone XL this past Friday. Perhaps some of your listeners heard that the Obama administration once again, in an act of cowardice, delayed making a decision one way or another in the probably till next year, at least till after these midterm elections. So in response to that, well, I shouldn't say in direct response, but nonetheless, folks that are going to be directly impacted by the northern segment, some of the Lakota First Nations folks are preparing to fight back. They are assuming the Obama administration does not have their best interests in mind, and once again is showing no indication that he's interested in doing what's right for the climate, what's right for people and the ecosystems across the planet. And they are preparing to fight back, and I'm actually talking to you en route up to Lakota territory to help assist with some trainings.
This is the moccasins on the ground. Moccasins on the ground, is that the training that you are on your way to?
That's exactly right, moccasins on the ground. So it's an activist training series. This is, I think, the fifth iteration over the last year and a half. So it's really compelling, of course. It is unfortunate that the reality of this Keystone fight is a little exaggerated in the mass media. The southern leg of Keystone, as I'm sure your listeners know, is already online and unfortunately already moving about 500,000 barrels a day of tar sands all the way from Alberta down to the Gulf. In fact, we learned just last week that the Gulf Coast now has record supplies of crude oil and different forms of crude, more so than it's had in its entire history, thanks to this southern leg of Keystone XL. So when you hear rhetoric that, you know, this is a win, that this delay is somehow a win, it's really disingenuous. It prevents folks from really seeing this bigger picture that the northern leg of Keystone is just one small piece that, you know, it's certainly worth fighting, and certainly we don't want it to impact communities along the way and don't want any more tar sands to be extracted. But there's already 500,000 barrels a day flowing through the Keystone system. There's other pipeline systems. The Alberta Clipper is on track to be twinned. Line 9 through the Great Lakes region is set to be reversed and pumped tar sands. So there's a much bigger picture here, and the kind of myopic focus on this northern section of Keystone XL leads people to believe perhaps that we are winning something that we're losing.
In fact, though, so you mentioned that it is indeed a deeply cowardly action or lack of action on part of Obama. He's got nothing to lose, right? Lame duck presidency. He could stand up, and especially in proximity and time to our so-called Earth Day celebrations, and however symbolic, he could have done something worthy instead of showing himself to be what he in fact always was, a corporate stooge, a shill of these corporate interests. Why I want to ask you, as we run out, as time slowly seeps away, I want to talk more about moccasins on the ground, because this is a very, very interesting training, and I want listeners to know a little bit more about it and how they where they can go to find out more. But why do you suppose that Obama, he's not even caving into anything? He could have just said, "I'm not going to sign it." There's all these other, there's many, many other pipelines. You guys have bullied your way into truly frightening territory, and that the country is launched down a path that's going to be very hard to back out of this one. So why would he not just say, "No, I'm not signing off on it. Enough is enough."
Well, it's a clever political move for what it's worth, from the Obama point of view. Unfortunately, Keystone XL is popular amongst Americans at polls that over 60% of Americans favor Keystone XL. So if he approves the pipeline, he, of course, pours cold water on his base before these midterm elections. And if he denies the pipeline, he has a majority of people in this country rallying against him because of that decision. So it's kind of a lose-lose for him to make a decision at all. So I can understand from, you know, his cynical political perspective why he would delay the project. But, of course, the Lakota are wise the fact that no political leaders in this country have their best interests in mind, and that can be said for communities everywhere. Of course, your audience is well aware that the extraction industry is developing in all different fronts.
Yeah.
And these political leaders certainly are centuries late to standing up for what's right, for the earth, for the environment. So,
Ron, before we let you go, the website of your organization as well as Moccasins on the Ground, just want to let listeners know that today on so-called Earth Day 2014, we have a root moon in Capricorn, and the moon is...
Sure. You can visit the tarsandsblockade.org, and there will be a link to donate to a Lakota-led grassroots organization called Oweaku, Oweaku, which is, in the Lakota language, means bring back the way. And you can donate to help make Moccasin on the Ground grassroots environmental justice training to Lakota frontline activists possible, which is happening this weekend, the 25th through the 27th.
Thank you so much for that.
OAPUInternational.org as well.
Thank you so much, Ron. We're so glad to have you on the show on Earth Day 2014. This has been Air Cascadia for April 22nd, 2014. Janet Anderson engineered the show today. Thanks so much for that, Janet. Kathleen Stevenson, the KBOAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.